Hello and welcome to Are You Connected number 16. I'm Lois Smethurst and with me as always is my friend Jenny from Indigo.
Hello Lois, how are you?
I'm good Jenny, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. It's Thursday today, but it feels like Friday.
Oh, sort of.
Why is that?
I don't know, the time's flying so fast it's hard to keep up. Four more weeks, I think, until the end of term.
It is. So we're very busy, and this week's been very busy.
Yes. I think we've both been doing some training in the last fortnight, haven't we? Away training.
Yep. We've had a few different PDs on.
Yes. Between us, we've had quite a few different PDs on.
Hmm.
What have you been doing?
Well, I went to ITSC last weekend.
Yes, I missed that.
Which was very busy and lots to learn.
So what does ITSC stand for? Is it to do with
Innovative Teachers Schools Conference?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
And is it an Apple conference?
Apple conference, yep, run by Apple and all the Apple people.
In Melbourne?
It's been all around Australia this year. Mm-hmm. Usually they have it, well, I think they might have last year as well, yep. But previous to that, there was one conference for the year in one place and everyone around Australia would come to that one conference. And now they have decided to do it in each state. They're holding one of these conferences. And the one in Melbourne last weekend was the last one to be done this year.
Was it at the big conference centre?
No, it was at Coburg Senior Secondary School.
Oh, that's right. I remember you tweeting about that. I think you're in love with that school.
Yeah, it's a wonderful school. It's got so many good things about it. And it'd be wonderful to teach there.
So what's spectacular about it?
Well, it's very open. There's not much there. So some people would say, you know, where is everything? Big open spaces like all the new schools are having.
Mm-hmm.
The environment is really nice, but I think it's what goes on at the school.
It's the way they work.
Yeah, they're very much concerned about, well, they have the end result that everyone's concerned about, but they're more concerned with the journey of how the kids are getting to that end result.
Yes.
And they treat the kids like adults, the year 10, 11 and 12s.
Oh, it's a senior school.
Yep. They have a lot of trust in their students. They trust them a lot. They let students choose how they learn. They don't use any textbooks in the school.
Wow.
They don't read books and answer questions.
Do they have laptops?
They have laptops. Students, I should say, not children, they're young adults. All the students are invited to bring along any technological gadget they have to use at school.
Wow. So it's their personal device.
Yes, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
They Bluetooth lots of things around the school, files and notes and all sorts of things. As a communication system, they don't have any interactive whiteboards.
No, well.
They have big white blank walls and projectors up on the roof that just project onto the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look enclosed like your interactive whiteboards have your big border around the edge and whatever. It looks very free and just there as a part of the learning and doesn't take over.
Yeah,
oh,
sounds good.
Yeah, so a lovely school. And because we were there, you just have this nice atmosphere. And then you tend to do lots of learning.
Mm.
And Don Collins, the principal, says it's not a school, it's a workplace for learning.
Oh, sounds interesting. Well, I guess to change things, you have to change how you think about them, don't you?
Yes.
So, and I guess that's the start of that.
Mm.
But what else have you been doing, Jenny? You've done other things as well, Oren.
I've been to mentoring PD for one day where we're learning how to mentor our graduate students and looking at the VIT requirements,
yes,
making sure we're up with that. I've been to a reading recovery professional development with Janice Van Dyke from America, who was talking all about early language with children. And talking about oral language, which you'd be very interested in, Lois. Speaking and talking. And we're learning how to have conversations with children to enhance their language development. Not correcting grammar.
No.
But using our language in various ways to make enhance their language. And so we're not interrogating, but we're
helping them
conversation.
Think.
Yes.
And it helps them think. Children think when they're speaking.
Yes.
If they don't speak and if they don't externalise those thoughts, then they don't actually become real, I don't think.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not till they make them into words that their learning becomes real.
And then yesterday after school I had another professional development about reading and early readers. So I'm very full up on reading and literacy.
You're all literacy.
And mentoring. Yeah, and started off with my ITSC where I had another go at using iMovie 09 because I'm a HD person, iMovie HD.
Yes.
And I haven't moved on.
I've just started to move on. I thought it was time I had to, and so I've made some little short ones with the new version, but it's still it's just completely different, isn't it, to the
You have to think different, put the other one away and just try and think completely different and use it for what it's got and not try and do how you did on the other one.
Yes, that's what I said. It's completely different. It's like learning a new program in lots of ways.
Yeah. I learned to do the map and that globe that you can put in your movie and show where you've gone around the world.
Oh.
And I was wanting to do that.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen that. You'll have to show me that one.
So when you go on your world trips, I'll be able to show you how to do it, and you can put your world trip on the globe and then show a bit from that place.
Really?
Then make the globe move around to the next place and show your shots from that place.
So is that a little like – oh, is that one of the templates?
No, it's just a little icon in the tools in iMovie, and you click on it and then it goes on and you put start and where you go to.
Ah, I like
it on the globe.
Sounds like fun. I'll try it out on my trip to Canada.
Yes, that'd be great for that. And what have you been doing, Lois?
Well, I've had PD as well, not this week but last week. I had 3 days. I had 2 days for the Ultranet, and in the middle I had a day of E5 training.
Wow, Ultranet. I'm feel like I'm living in the dark ages because we haven't had the Ultranet at my school.
Well, I'm not telling you anything about it, but I'm going to keep you in the dark.
And I've been reading all the tweets and trying to make up my mind from what people have said on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling like, oh, when are we going to find out about it?
It is interesting. It is quite different to what I thought it would be. And I think it does more than I thought it would do. So I was really pleased about that. In terms of, I thought we'd be really locked down to staying inside the garden. But you can actually bring things in from outside. You can't work from the inside out, but you can work from the outside in. So I was really pleased about that.
So you can embed things?
Yes.
In that, yes. I saw someone twittering about how they had embedded something.
Yeah, you can embed a blog.
And once you're a member, Lois, you're a member of the Ultranet, are you allowed to show other people or have you been gagged?
No, one's asked us not to show anyone.
Okay, so you just have to log on?
Yes.
So if I go there and try and log on, would it let me in?
I don't think so. I don't think your school has been actioned.
So you have to be actioned. That's what I thought because I've been trying to log in.
Of course you have.
Because I've got the website.
Well, actually, you wouldn't know whether it was that or whether it was having a little rest because apparently it's been having lots of rest.
Oh, okay.
But no, you have to have an identity created for you so that you can log in.
Ah, right, okay.
And that's the idea of staggering the schools so they don't overwhelm it in one go, I think. Is that they're logging on certain schools at one time or I don't know whether that it's that or that they can't manage to get everybody on at once.
So you're nicely surprised by it?
I was nicely surprised by it. I wasn't quite sure, but I was hearing all these things about and I was already ready to be disappointed that you couldn't blog and have the outside world comment. And then I found out that you can just keep blogging where you are and you can you have an iframe and an iframe lets you put your blog inside the Ultranet. So you can have it in two places. You just keep blogging on the outside, but it pulls it into the Ultranet if you want to.
So all the existing things that we've done hours of work on and we love using, we can bring them in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great, won't it?
Well, I think it's good. I mean, your blog's still very functional and looks terrific in there. So I was pleased about that.
Hey, you reminded me of something then about having the blog and everything on there. Last night, the school I went to for the reading PD, the class had this card made, like a bookmark size, and on it was their grade website and icons and pictures and things, and it had the menus that you could click on, laminated on a card, and they give them out to everybody.
That's a good idea.
I thought, what a great idea, because you might put the address on the newsletter and you say about the address. Okay. This was a great idea to hand people.
I thought that when we had overnight and people were asking me things and I had to write it on a scrap of paper, I thought I should have these made already to hand out. But the other, what actually talking about this week with my grade twos and threes, one of my lessons is devoted to showing them how to get onto our website. And I do it by starting with the newsletter. I say, here you are, you've got this newsletter. And they go, oh, yeah. I show them where the address is. And I say, and we practice typing it in. And then I show them how to go to our lead blog from our school website. And I thought, oh, you know, they need to do that so that they are confident when they go home to show their parents how to get there.
Yeah, that's what we need, the kids to show their parents. And it's going to be more and more important with the Ultranet. And I think there's a bit of culture we have to change with people's thinking about getting on and looking things up on the computer, rather than reading a newsletter or a note.
Yeah. We have to encourage them, but I think I have to be more explicit. I don't know about you, but I have to be more explicit in teaching them how to do that. So I've been spending a whole lesson just showing them how to get on and how to make a good comment and how, you know, what they have to do it, so that if they go home, they can make a comment from home quite confidently.
Yeah, that sounds great, doesn't it?
The younger students need that. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, the other thing I liked about the Ultranet was the ability for schools to collaborate quite easily. So you can create a unit of work, and I'm thinking of doing this with book chat, where I've got my students reading a book and your students might read the same book or a similar author, and we can create a collaborative space and we invite students in. So I might put you in and your students, and there's my students, and so that's our space where they work. So it's really easy to work with another school no matter where you are.
Well, that'll be good, won't it?
Well, I think that'll be a very good thing about it. I mean, we could do that now if we wanted to, but this just makes the process more obvious and everybody can do it. You know, so all those people who aren't blogging yet have that option now.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
So overall, you gave it a big tick, the Ultranet.
I gave it a tick.
Tick. Okay.
A tick. I've got to use it more to give it a big tick. I'm sure as I start using it, I'll find some things that will be frustrating, but we haven't had much of an opportunity yet to, you know, really start using it. So we're working on that. We're going to trial some student learning portfolios, and we're going to trial planning our term planners on it in planning week this term.
Oh, okay. That'll be interesting.
There might be a few tears that week, but we'll see how it goes.
Few tears.
There might be some few tears. Oh, what else? I've done E5 training. I hadn't really had much time to look at the E5.
Yes? What were your thoughts about that?
Well, it fitted very nicely with the Ultranet training, I thought, because of the how it encourages teachers to develop their teaching around setting students' goals, learning goals.
Yeah.
That pedagogical practice will fit in very nicely with the learning portfolios that are going on the Ultranet. So I think the two go together really well.
It's very interesting, the E5. I find it interesting because last year I was on the consultancy panel for it, and there were so many schools that were chosen, and we went down and met a couple of times through the year to look at it.
Yes.
And we made certain comments, and we're still looking to see where anything was changed to what we suggested.
Okay.
But it was very interesting because different people interpret it very differently. Mm-hmm. Even from what is written on the nice poster you get with it, people interpret it different. Because some people were saying, oh, well, we're doing inquiry learning. We won't be doing that now. We'll be doing E5 model learning.
Oh, right. But it's not about learning.
No, it's not about learning. It's
all about teaching. Mm-hmm.
Yes, instructing.
Yes.
And it doesn't actually have to go in an order either.
No, they were saying that at our planning day, that people were going, thank goodness that now we only have to do level 2 in E5. And they said, well, no, that's not the case at all.
No. You know,
they'd aligned the levels with the grades.
Yes, they thought levels meant the grades.
Yes, and that's not the case either.
Yes, so, well, that was interesting for you, but it is a good structure for instruction.
I think it's a great structure for instruction. We just don't have time to get all these things into our school and time to PD all the staff on everything that we've been doing. It's just so difficult at the moment to fit everything in.
Hmm. And you've got something down here about Tech Talk Tuesdays?
Ah, well, you should have something about Tech Talk Tuesdays too, Jen.
Yes, you're most recent, so I'll let you go first.
Well, that was the Illuminate session that Anne Murchison has organised, I believe, the Tech Talk Tuesdays, after school in Australia at 3:45. So for other people it must be a different time. I'm not sure what time it is. But I did my voice first presentation, and I had to restructure it for Illuminate. So I thought, okay, I'll put it into PowerPoint and I'll have all my movies. And, of course, went to show them and they didn't work, did they?
No, the movies won't run. I'm sorry, I should have told you that. They really only slide show pictures in the whiteboard.
Oh, no, I didn't have them on the whiteboard. I had them sitting behind so I could do application sharing.
Yeah.
They still wouldn't run.
In PowerPoint?
In PowerPoint, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a glitch, which I didn't have time to fix.
I wonder if it would have ran if you were sharing Keynote. That would be interesting.
I think if, I don't know. I think because, and everything's so rushed when you come, you've got that little bit of space by the time you get into the room, ready to start. So if something's not working, you're in a bit of a pickle. So I had to go and find the original copies on the web then, and they're all on different web pages and run it from the web.
Yeah.
So it was a bit tricky.
It takes a little bit of practice presenting in Illuminate.
Oh, I'd like to, yes, you do need more practice.
And you have to think about how you're going to show things, because the week before when I did my Is It Really Pen and Paper with the smart pen,
usually
I'd be out the front and I'd just hold up the pen.
I know, and you can't hold up
the book, and you think, well, I'm going to have to take photos and show the pictures.
Yes.
What you're going to show. Yes,
exactly. I did a few things like that.
But I think sharing the screen, your own screen, was great, because then I could open the Smart Pen Live Scribe application and they could see my desktop, everything that was happening on my screen. So sharing the desktop is very powerful.
Yeah, see, and I think that's what we need to do rather than share the application, is share the desktop and have the application sitting on your desktop ready to open.
Yeah.
Rather than share an application, you're sharing the screen.
Oh, did I share the application? I might have shared the application, did I? Or did I share the screen?
Well, I was sharing the application.
Hmm. It could have been the application, I think, actually.
I think it is the application.
Yeah.
Because I got caught with that too, because I was swapping between the PowerPoint slides, whatever I was up to, and the internet, which had the movies on it. And if you swap applications, Illuminate doesn't, it's only sharing one application. It's sharing the one that you told it to. So then to swap applications, you have to go back in and change it.
And the best thing about it is it records. So people who couldn't get there at 3:45, which is probably 99% of teachers, can look at it later on at another time when they've got time and watch it.
Yes. Well, I tend to go back and watch it and I'll cringe, I think.
You'll cringe.
I'll cringe. I was surprised at how many people came, though. I thought there'd be me and Anne and one other person, but there were enough to make me feel really comfortable. And I had 3 international visitors, which was really exciting.
Yeah, that's very interesting, isn't it?
It was. So I hope they got what they wanted from it. They were all very quiet.
Mm.
And that's another thing that's disconcerting, isn't it, the one-sided conversation.
Yes, and you can't see if people are nodding or whatever they're doing.
There's no feedback.
Yeah, you're just there, and you're trying to keep a look on the chat window as well.
Yes.
To see if there are questions written or something, which is why it's good to have a moderator help you, because often they'll pick up questions or things you don't see.
It'd be really difficult if you didn't have a moderator.
It would, yes.
But that was good, and yours went well too.
Yes, it went well. Yeah, so I was pleased with it.
You've done a few. You've done a few with them, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done quite a few in Illuminate last year and the year before, and I even used Illuminate to run a Australia-wide Apple night.
Oh,
and we had people all around Australia come on and we talked about different things. So that was very interesting. Had guest presenters and whatever else. Mm-hmm. It's such a great thing to be able to use.
It is. It's just one of the ones you've got to add in your tool belt, I think.
I'm almost at the stage where I very, very rarely watch TV. now I'll switch on for an online conference.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting there having an online conference about blogging or another one about this or that, and lots of great topics to watch. And even if you just sit there and you're not actually doing much, you can sit there and say hi or something, and it's great.
Oh, I think it is too. Mm. And it's nice to hear people's voices.
It is.
Yeah. When you're doing that PD, it's much more effective when people are chatting, and you get a lot more out of it much more quickly, I think.
You do, don't you? And we have had a special visitor come to ITSC at the weekend.
Yes.
I don't know if you know Marco Torres.
Yes.
He came and was unexpected and dropped in and happened and showed us some. He's from the States, for people who don't know. And Marco, I think he said he's been fired 4 times.
Oh, has he?
From schools. Because Marco likes to do things that he wants to do.
Yeah. right.
and doesn't always do what the board says
right.
and follow rules. And he's a real risk taker, and he invited everyone else to be risk takers. After, you know, being fired all those many times, he's also been the Californian Teacher of the Year in California.
Right.
And at the moment he's videoing children who are exceptional and have done great things in their life.
So is he videoing them in Australia?
He's doing, well, he wants to know if there are any around that he can.
Is that why he's here?
I think he's doing some work with the department, actually.
Okay.
So that was interesting. But the movies he showed were just wonderful, and he's actually going to, we're going to be able to have access to the movies, which will be great to show these kids doing wonderful things, you know, running companies, and they're 11, 12-year-olds, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting.
So that sounds great. So when will we be able to see those, do you think?
Maybe in about 3 weeks.
Oh, that's good.
We did, the whole weekend was done on a wiki in the school.
Yeah.
And it was hosted on their own servers through the Mac server. And the wiki was very, very easy to use, very easy to join up and get onto it, much easier, I must say, than Wikispaces. And it ran so fast because it was local and not on the internet. Boom, you clicked on something, it just came on, and you're like, oh, this is fast, isn't it?
So they have their own wiki. If it's not Wikispaces, I don't...
No, it's their own wiki served on a OS X Mac server.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can actually host your own wiki. And host your own wikis and have them all just locally at your own school.
Oh, wikis are big in the alternate as well.
Yes.
You know, there's lots of spaces where you can put a wiki on in the alternate.
Mm.
So that'll suit the wiki users.
So it's there at Coburg, and they're going to grab it and then be able to put it so we can see it outside the school.
Right. So that's posted somewhere.
Yeah, that's got them busily working.
Oh, good.
Hmm. So that was another great little special thing from the weekend. Also, it was great to catch up with lots of people, like Tony from the EdTech crew.
Yes.
He was there and said hello and was having a nice time. And Mark Richardson, do you know Mark? He's in the eMug group down there.
No, it's not who I was thinking of, no.
And Louise Duncan was there, and that was great to catch up with Louise because we're a part of a team who are organising the slide to learn, so that was good to get some face-to-face because...
Drawing close,
yes, July 1st and 2nd. All the people who are organising slide to learn, we all aren't anywhere near each other. We're from Queensland down to Tasmania, so we really only meet on Skype.
Right.
So when you get a chance to see someone face-to-face, it's really great.
Well, Jenny, you and I hardly get a chance to meet, really. We just meet on Skype.
That's right, we meet on Skype or Twitter.
Twitter, yep.
Yeah. Chris Betcher did the keynote for ITSC.
What was the topic?
And he was sort of saying that at school, in schools, what you expect, you get. So we need to expect a lot more, and the sky's the limit. We need to back off and let kids create. And he was actually talking about how rubrics can... Give children further expectations so they can see where the sky is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some kids don't know what they can do to go further.
Yes.
So sometimes by using a rubric, they can see, oh, this is where I could be going with it. And Chris, who's also known as Betcher Boy on Twitter,
yes.
had lots of great messages about doing all sorts of great things at school. But he was saying that we shouldn't be thinking things are amazing when we do things. You know, it just happens on computers and it's really not amazing. You know, we'll see a PowerPoint and we'll say, oh, that's amazing, or we'll do something and think that's amazing. Well, kids actually don't. They just think that's what you do on it and that's how it works.
That's a bit like the kids who spoke to the Americans on our Skype conference with the USA.
Yeah.
I said, you know, what were you amazed by? And they're going, I said, did you come to school thinking you were going to work with children from America today? And they said, Oh, no.
Yeah.
But it's just so hard.
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Every day, yep.
I got a lovely letter from one of the ladies of the school board in America straight after we did that Skype. And
yes.
She said things about how, you know, this is what we want for our children, working together like this globally, and how they don't think it's amazing at all. She actually used those similar words, that it's just part of their normal day life for them. But it's not what we want when we're working globally with kids.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a fabulous session we had when the kids came and we brought Vegemite and Lamingtons.
Oh, it would have been great.
They brought their puppets. They brought some flowers, some Australian flowers, a football, of course.
Yeah.
You know, and the other school was, you know, the kids were having a party. They were having a great time. And then they showed us at the end and their parents were standing in the background. And obviously there was a teacher from the school board there because she wrote to us on the first day. And we had people from the Alana and Madeline Foundation come and watch because they're very busy trying to, they've been commissioned to start a national cyber safety program for all schools in Australia.
Yeah.
And so, and they realised that one of the most prolific ways is through the online world where children are bullied. And so they're working on practices that, good practices and how, what looks good and how to protect children in that way. So we had two people from there come and watch the Skype and join in. So that was great.
It just sounds wonderful. I've got this vision of your kids showing Lamingtons and Vegemite sandwiches, passing them out through the screen. You can see this 3D hand coming, pointing out to the others, taste a sandwich.
Well, they wanted to know what Vegemite tasted like, and I thought if only we could. I mean, we must be that close to having taste and smell go across.
I had someone ask me that on Twitter a while ago because I said, Vegemites. I did one of those silly tweets where you say what you're having for breakfast or something.
I know you'd run out of Vegemite, remember?
Yeah, there was no Vegemite, and I was like, and they wanted to know what does it taste like, Lois?
Well, what do you think? They said, is it like Marmite? Well, having never had Marmite.
It's very salty.
Very salty. It's got a bit of tang.
Salty. It's very hard to explain, isn't it?
It is. It just tastes good on a good crust of bread. The way I like it. With plenty of butter, someone said, and I said, yes,
but I have lots of
butter.
Yeah, so that was great during that Skype, Lois, with people overseas. Lucky you get the times to come. It's good they'll come back after school.
It was fabulous of them to come back after school. They had fairy bread, so they were showing us the fairy bread.
Ah, yes, yes.
It didn't matter what anyone said. Everyone was amazed about the answers, you know, and I think it was the experience that was amazing rather than just the answers.
Yeah, and the questions that kids can think of to ask is just wonderful questions. I know when we Skyped to Zoe Brannock and Pipe in Canada, mm-hmm. one of my kids said, do you ever have summer there?
Right.
And you don't really want to get a script going that the kids read off, but perhaps sometimes a little bit of pre-work is a good idea so they can think about it and work out, well, I'm going to ask about this.
Yeah, no, we do that. And we actually send each other the questions first.
Yes.
So the children have time to prepare.
Time to think what the answer is.
Well, sometimes the questions are really difficult. They wanted to know what the average rainfall in Australia was.
Oh, well, it's different everywhere.
That was a bit different. So, and we prepare so that everyone gets a fair go. And the children wanted to make it special for the American students because they were coming back from, coming back at night. So they brought in their toys, their soft toys of Australian animals.
Yeah.
And, you know, different things to show them. Wore their footy scarves and tried to explain about that.
That's great.
It was excellent. They even sang a little bit of the national anthem. Mm. But as they were singing, Skype cut out just as it would.
Oh.
So we said, our singing wasn't that bad, was it?
No. Well, that was amazing, Lois. We're not meant to say it's amazing. It's every day everyone uses Skype and converses around the world. Betcha Boy was saying about his daughter who'd done something that's not amazing, just what she thought of as was the way to go. She'd won a trip, I think, to go overseas on some study group or something, and she had to raise some money. So she thought about busking down in the Mall or somewhere, and she thought, no, I won't do that. She made a video of herself busking, put it on YouTube, connected up a PayPal account to it, and made $900.
You're joking.
But that's not amazing. That's just what you do.
No, I think it's amazing. I think we can underestimate some things too. I think they are amazing in some ways.
So the use of YouTube for fundraising, there's an idea for schools.
Maybe we shouldn't say it's not amazing, but maybe we should expect children to do more amazing things, that they can do lots of amazing things.
That's right. We should really raise the roof and make the sky the limit and take risks.
Yes. Now, Jen, what else have we got? Because time's getting away.
I have an app that
You've got an app?
I'm probably slow at finding this. Probably everyone else knows and I just don't. But an app called Layer. Have you heard of Layer? L-A-Y-A-R. And when you put Layer on your phone, it won't work on an iPod, but it's up for a phone. Mm-hmm. It actually puts different sorts of layers on top. Like you can put on top a layer for Twitter, and when you hold your phone around and look at people, if you're at a conference or something, it would put labels on top of the picture and give you all their Twitter names.
Really?
When we went to the restaurant the other night, the people that had layers on had it on for restaurants, and up and down Lygon Street, they held up their phone and on the screen came a label giving a critic about the restaurant.
Really?
A bit of a review, some specials they had on offer and all sorts of things.
Oh, my. Now, that sounds good.
And one of the layers is called Four Squares. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of any of these things. So you don't have to worry about not having heard of it, Jenny. If you haven't heard of it, I certainly haven't heard of it.
Well, I've heard of a lot of people saying on Foursquare, and I'm thinking, oh, it's another thing like Second Life or something. But it's a layer you can put on, and another layer, and then you hold up your phone and you go somewhere and you look it up on Foursquare. And businesses are giving on Foursquare, there's a discount on Foursquare for this place. If you go there, you get something cheaper and whatever else. How about that?
Oh, I'm going to try that one out. That sounds terrific. That sounds like fun. Sounds like almost as much fun as Bump, which I really enjoy.
Bump.
I like Bump. All right, well, I had a website, and it's not a new website, it's an old one. But my daughter, who's doing a university placement and an internship, has to write a choose your own adventure story to do in the internship. And I think it's about welfare and different welfare situations and what you could do. So she's got the job of designing it. So she said, oh, I need one of those mind mapping programs, Mum. What can I have? And I remembered about FreeMind, and so I suggested she download that. And then I gave her
Daryl
Branson's How to FreeMind site. And she said it was terrific. So she used both of those and was very successful in designing her little program. So I'm going to put those two links on our blog and on our podcast so that people have got them.
Three sites to do with Twitter, and one of them was how they, while we're at ITSC, you looked up on the big screens and the Twitters were coming on.
Mm-hmm.
It would come on as a Wordle.
Oh, really?
And then it would just pick and animate Twitters coming on the screen,
mm-hmm.
drop it on there,
mm-hmm.
then it would leave some letters and it would fall off, and then the letters would rearrange and the new Twitter would come on.
Oh, sounds great.
It was magic. It was magic. So you got a bit worried when it was your Twitter if you'd made a spelling mistake or something, because there it is up on the big screen. You're like, oh, hope I typed it right.
That's our alarm, Jen. Your time's up.
So there were those two sites that let you show Twitter in different ways.
Okay.
One is a Wordle and the other one animating. And the other one is the one I've been using just now while we've been speaking to remember what happened at ITSC. Because when I go to conferences, I use Twitter as my note taker.
I noticed that, yes.
And I've been wanting to go and find where are all my notes on this and see them all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called twopperkeeper.com. And when you go there, you can search for a hashtag, put in the dates when you want it, how many tweets you want to find, have it in ascending or descending order, and they're all there in front of you. It's really great.
And it's worked well.
It's worked well. I've been very impressed.
I can see that would be more useful in a sense, because it's not very often we get the chance to display a whole heap of Twitters, but collecting ones that you're using as note-taking, that would be a very good idea.
Yeah, so it's in the order of the conference, so that's great.
Okay. You know, so we'll put all those links onto the notes in the podcast and onto the website for those people who want to use the website.
Yes.
Are you connected.globalteacher.gov.au? I've forgotten.
And I've got music starting up. Don't know if you can hear it or not, but next door is the music room. And as the bell's gone, the music begins. So we must go, Lois.
We must go. This is the end. And so we'll have another one in a fortnight, Jen. So thanks to all our listeners.
Yes, and we'll see you on episode number 17. Bye for now.
Bye, Jen. See you later.
Bye.
It's to do with our
information, teachers. Oh, I forget now. I have to cut that bit out.
Okay.
I used to know what it meant. Schools conference.
All right.
See you, Lois.